540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 90% of Californians are under flood watches, and there's more heavy rain in the forecast. In Ventura County, firefighters used helicopters to rescue more than a dozen people trapped on an island in surging waters. Captain Brian McGrath.
We need to get these everyone out of the area to higher ground, to a place of safety, as well as let's get to these shelters so that way we can get warm and dry.
More from correspondent Carter Evans.
In Northern California, high surf slam waterfront businesses in Capitola.
So this restaurant's been in the family for decades. Have you ever seen damage like this before?
I have not.
Kitchen manager Josh Whitby says it'll take months to rebuild.
Some Republicans are pouncing amid a Justice Department review of about 10 documents marked classified that were found in an office Joe Biden used before he was elected president. Incoming House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer.
President Biden chimed in and said, I think, quote, how irresponsible it was for Donald Trump to do something like that and questioned how a mistake like that could be made. Well, Biden made the same mistake, apparently.
The Trump Organization's former chief financial officer is scheduled for sentencing today in New York. Alan Weisselberg pleaded guilty to dodging taxes on $1.7 million in company perks. He was promised a short sentence in exchange for testifying against the company. Women's soccer takes action after findings of sexual and emotional abuse. CBS's Jim Crisula has the details.
The National Women's Soccer League has permanently banned four coaches and announced a disciplinary action against several other persons and teams. The move is in response to an investigation into alleged abuse and misconduct. It found, quote, widespread misconduct directed at players dating back nearly a decade.
No long lines for Prince Harry's new memoir after it went on sale in the UK.
Some bookstores opened at midnight to welcome the anticipated crowds, which never came.
I thought there'd be a queue around the block, and I've turned up at 6 o'clock and there's no one here.
But fan Caroline Lennon has no regrets.
I'm here because I like Harry, and I like Harry and Meghan, and I don't care what anybody says about me.
Someone's buying Harry's memoir. UK bookstores report massive pre-publication sales, and it's topping Amazon's bestseller lists in the UK, US, Australia, Germany, and Canada. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Golden Globes return a year after they were scrapped over a diversity scandal.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
Everything Everywhere All at Once could bring awards for Jamie Lee Curtis or Michelle Yeoh.
The lights change how everything looks.
The Fablemans are a favorite for best drama. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Medical marijuana may have a chance of becoming legal in Wisconsin. Leaders of the GOP-led legislature say they'd be in favor of very restricted access for people with serious medical needs. Governor Evers is in favor of legalizing not only medical pot, but also for recreational use, which Republicans oppose. Michigan and Illinois already have legal recreational use. Medical marijuana is legal in Minnesota and Iowa. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz tweeted last week he's ready to legalize adult use cannabis. More out-of-state students enrolled in the UW system over the last decade, up 63%. At the same time, in-state enrollment dropped by 20%. Tuition rates were frozen for in-state students until 2021. Non-resident students pay an annual tuition fee that is four times higher. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I am going to be playing speeches from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King as we approach the Dr. King holiday. And I just want people to understand what the fight was about, the reason that his life was taken, and the fact that if you listen to what he was talking about in 1967, we aren't so far away from that today. And it is frustrating, more than frustrating, to hear people who don't know about these things, who clearly want to say, you know, that makes people feel bad. You know, injustice ought to make people feel bad, right? And the fact that, you know, these things have occurred, continue to occur in this nation, we've got to face it. So let's go to the phone lines quickly with CJ before we go back to Dr. King's The Other America. CJ, if you will, quickly.
Yeah, thank you, Earl. Dr. King, loved his speeches. I want to go back to the day where we're judged by our content of character and not the color of
Okay, so let me say this to you before you go there. As I said before, Dr. King also, you're going to hear a speech where he's going to say that the dream that I had became a nightmare. When Dr. King said, judge a person by the content of their character and not the color of their skin, he was in his 20s. This is Dr. King at the age of 39. He himself said that at the time that he said we should judge a person by the content of their character and not the color of their skin, that was a dream. His dream. It didn't happen, and that's why he said his dream became a nightmare. You hear it, because we're going to play it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, also, January 2nd, there was an Alabama student, a young black man, that said, I'm leaving college because this is all about indoctrination and not education. So the mere fact that now, and look at Stanford. You just played a speech where he was playing in Stanford. You know you can't say grandfather in Stanford
anymore. Hey, CJ,
let me... Or America.
Hey, CJ,
You can't.
I'm not going to get into foolishness. Foolishness is you saying. Cut him off, man. And then let's bring Dr. King back up because, you know, here's a prime example of someone who cannot comprehend what this is about. And the fact that he wants to ignore what Dr. King is saying and he wants to go back, meaning CJ, he wants to go back to when Dr. King said, judge a person by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, and dismisses what this Dr. King, who is a more evolved person, having lived longer, and who realized that the dream that he had was not becoming a reality. Connor, I don't know, are you still looking for it? Okay, because, all right. Start it up again.
Continue to exist in our society, which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. But in the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard. What is it that America has failed to hear? It has failed to hear that the plight of the Negro poor has worsened over the last few years. Has failed to hear that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met, and it has failed to hear that large segments of white society are more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice, equality, and humanity. And so in a real sense, our nation's summers of riots are caused by our nation's winters of delay. And as long as America postpones justice, we stand in the position of having these recurrences of violence and riots over and over again. Social justice and progress are the absolute guarantors of riot prevention. Now let me go on to say that if we are to deal with all of the problems that I've talked about, if we are to bring America to the point that we have one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, there are certain things that we must do. The job ahead must be massive and positive. We must develop massive action programs all over the United States of America in order to deal with the problems that I have mentioned. Now, in order to develop these massive action programs, we've got to get rid of one or two false notions that continue to exist in our society. One is the notion that only time can solve the problem of racial injustice. I'm sure you've heard this idea. It is the notion almost that is something in the very flow of time that will miraculously cure all evils. And I've heard this over and over again. There are those, and they're often sincere people, who say to Negroes and their allies in the white community that we should slow up and just be nice and patient and continue to pray, and in 100 or 200 years the problem will work itself out, because only time can solve the problem. Well, I think that is an answer to that myth, and it is that time is neutral. It can be used either constructively or destructively. And I'm absolutely convinced that the forces of ill will in our nation, the extreme rightists in our nation, have often used time much more effectively than the forces of goodwill. And it may well be that we will have to repent in this generation, not merely for the vitriolic words of the bad people and the violent actions of the bad people, but for the appalling silence and indifference of the good people who sit around and say, wait on time. Somewhere we must come to see that social progress never rolls in on the wheels of inevitability. It comes through the tireless efforts and the persistent work of dedicated individuals. And without this hard work, time itself becomes an ally of the primitive forces of social stagnation. And so we must help time, and we must realize that the time is always right to do right. Now, there's another notion that gets out. It's around everywhere. It's in the South, it's in the North, it's in California, and all over our nation. It's a notion that legislation can't solve the problem, it can't do anything in this area. And those who project this argument contend that you've got to change the heart, and that you can't change the heart through legislation. Now, I would be the first one to say that there is real need for a lot of heart changing in our country. And I believe in changing the heart. I preach about it. I believe in the need for conversion in many instances, and regeneration, to use theological terms. And I would be the first to say that if the race problem in America is to be solved, the white person must treat the Negro right, not merely because the law says it, but because it's natural, because it's right, and because the Negro is his brother. And so I realize that if we are to have a truly integrated society, men and women will have to rise to the majestic heights of being obedient to the unenforceable. But after saying this, let me say another thing which gives the other side, and that is that although it may be true that morality cannot be legislated, behavior can be regulated. Even though it may be true that the law cannot change the heart, it can restrain the heartless. Even though it may be true that the law cannot make a man love me, it can restrain him from lynching me. And I think that's pretty important also. And so while the law may not change the hearts of men, it can and it does change the habits of men. And when you begin to change the habits of men, pretty soon the attitudes will be changed. Pretty soon the hearts will be changed. Now, I'm convinced that we still need strong civil rights legislation. And there's a bill.
All right, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Again, you are listening to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King in 1967 at Stanford University, The Other America. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Well, y'all came on the boat looking for hope, and all you can say is that you're looking for dope. These days ain't no compromise, and your pain ain't mine's half the time. A brand new excuse ain't I mean, bitch, I made my moves with shackle feet, Cape Town. In today's day and age, we practice the self-pity of taking the easy way out. You ain't on them, him, and her. But when a blessing takes too long, that's when you go wrong. You selfish mother. Why so sad? Walking around with them blue faces. She said I'm down on my luck and it's something I gotta have. Blue faces. I hit the bank and dad told him color me bad.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquesan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 41. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Overcast skies tomorrow, highs around 40. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy Friday, about an inch of snow Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
So, all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm going to just try to get through this. We got a few more minutes of Dr. King's The Other America. So, kind of let's just get right at it.
Federal open housing bill, a federal law declaring discrimination in housing unconstitutional, and also a bill to make the administration of justice real all over our country. Now, nobody can doubt the need for this. Nobody can doubt the need if he thinks about the fact that since 1963, some 58 Negroes and white civil rights workers have been brutally murdered in the state of Mississippi alone. Not a single person has been convicted for these dastardly crimes. There have been some indictments, but no one has been convicted. And so there is a need for the whole question of the administration of justice. There is a need for fair housing laws all over our country. It is tragic indeed that Congress last year allowed this bill to die. And that bill died in Congress, a bit of democracy died, a bit of our commitment to justice died. And if it happens again in this session of Congress, a greater degree of our commitment to democratic principles will die. And I can see no more dangerous trend in our country than the constant developing of predominantly Negro-central cities ringed by white suburbs. This is only inviting social disaster. And the only way this problem will be solved is by the nation taking a strong stand and by state governments taking a strong stand against housing segregation and against discrimination in all of these areas. Now, there's another thing that I'd like to mention as I talk about the massive action program, and time will not permit me to go into specific programmatic action to any great degree. But it must be realized now that the Negro cannot solve the problem by himself. There again, there are those who always say to Negroes, why don't you do something for yourself? Why don't you lift yourselves by your own bootstraps? And we hear this over and over again. Now, certainly, there are many things that we must do for ourselves and that only we can do for ourselves. Certainly, we must develop within a sense of dignity and self-respect that nobody else can give us, a sense of manhood, a sense of personhood, a sense of not being ashamed of our heritage, not being ashamed of our color. It was wrong and tragic that the Negro ever allowed himself to be ashamed of the fact that he was black, or ashamed of the fact that his home, ancestral home, was Africa. And so there's a great deal that the Negro can do to develop self-respect. There's a great deal that the Negro must do and can do to amass political and economic power within his own community and by using his own resources. And so we must do certain things for ourselves, but this must not negate the fact and cause the nation to overlook the fact that the Negro cannot solve the problem himself. A man was on the plane with me some weeks ago, and he came and talked with me, and he said, the problem, Dr. King, that I see with what you all are doing is that every time I see you and other Negroes, you are protesting, and you aren't doing anything for yourselves. And he went on to tell me that he was very poor at one time, and he was able to make it by doing something for himself. Why don't you teach your people, he said, to lift themselves by their own bootstraps? And then he went on to say other groups face disadvantages, the Irish, the Italians, and he went down the line. And I said to him that it does not help the Negro, it only deepens his frustration for unfeeling and sensitive people to say to him that other ethnic groups who migrated or were immigrants to this country just 100 years ago or so have gotten beyond him, and he came here some 344 years ago. And I went on to remind him that the Negro came to this country involuntarily in chains, while others came voluntarily. I went on to remind him that no other racial group has been a slave on American soil. I went on to remind him that the other problem that we have faced over the years is that the society placed a stigma on the color of the Negro, on the color of his skin, because he was black. Doors were closed to him that were not closed to other groups. And I'm to say to people that you ought to lift yourself by your own bootstraps, but it is a cruel jest to say to a bootless man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. And the fact is that millions of Negroes, as a result of centuries of denial and neglect, have been left bootless, and they find themselves impoverished aliens in this affluent society. And that is a great deal that the society can and must do if the Negro is to gain the economic security that he needs. Now, one of the answers, it seems to me.
We've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. There are 10 minutes left in this spectacular and heart-stopping and mind-altering speech of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, 1967, Stanford University, about a year or so before his assassination. We'll be back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. 90% of Californians are under flood watches after yet another round of stormy weather. CBS's Carter Evans is in northern Santa Cruz County.
This neighborhood is just inundated with flood water. Over the last couple of weeks, California has seen quadruple its normal rainfall. And right now, thousands of people up and down the coast are facing mandatory evacuation orders.
The Justice Department investigating about 10 documents marked classified found at an office used by President Biden before he was elected. Republicans like Jim Jordan drawing parallels to hundreds of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago.
That double standard that so many Americans see time and time again is the big takeaway.
America's greenhouse gases grew 1.3% last year, CBS's Vicky Barker.
Most of last year's increase came not from cars and factories, but from homes and other buildings, which burn fossil fuels like natural gas in furnaces, hot water heaters, and other appliances.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Governor Evers' choice as Wisconsin's new Veterans Secretary would be the first openly gay person to run Veterans Affairs. James Bond is a former Marine and has worked in the agency for 12 years. He was once the number two person at DVA. Up next is a confirmation vote in the state Senate. A new report shows Native Americans are seven times more likely to go to prison than white people in states where the indigenous population is higher. The MacArthur Foundation report also finds Natives are sentenced more harshly than others. And in 19 states, Native Americans are overrepresented in prison more than any other race. In sports, the Bucks beat the Knicks last night 111-107. Tonight, the Badgers host Michigan State. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. As we approach Dr. King's holiday, which is on Monday, January 16th, I wanted to make sure that we were able to understand the magnitude of what Dr. King, what he did, the commitment that he made, the fact that he gave his life to make America a better place. He lost his life for challenging the nation to live up to the ideals that she talks about in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And so there are people who don't know about who he really was. And so I'm going to be playing his speeches from now to the end of the month at different times. And so people can get a chance to hear it. The speech that we're talking about and been listening to is The Other America. That was in 1967 at Stanford University. Connor, we can finish up the speech. Go ahead.
Is a guaranteed annual income, a guaranteed minimum income for all people and for all families of our country. It seems to me... It seems to me that the civil rights movement must now begin to organize for the guaranteed annual income, begin to organize people all over our country and mobilize forces so that we can bring to the attention of our nation this need and this something which I believe will go a long, long way toward dealing with the Negro's economic problem and the economic problem with many other poor people confronting our nation. Now, I said I wasn't going to talk about Vietnam, but I can't make a speech without mentioning some of the problems that we face there, because because I think this war has diverted attention from civil rights. It has strengthened the forces of reaction in our country and has brought to the forefront the military-industrial complex that even President Eisenhower warned us against at one time. And above all, it is destroying human lives. It's destroying the lives of thousands of the young, promising men of our nation. Destroying the lives of little boys and little girls in Vietnam. But one of the greatest things that this war is doing to us in civil rights is that it is allowing the great society to be shot down on the battlefields of Vietnam every day. And I submit this afternoon that we can end poverty in the United States. Our nation has the resources to do it. The national gross product of America will rise to the astounding figure of some $800 this year. We have the resources. The question is whether the nation has the will. And I submit that if we can spend $5 billion a year to fight an ill-considered war in Vietnam and $20 billion to put a man on the moon, our nation can spend billions of dollars and on their own 2 feet right here on Earth. Let me say another thing that's more in the realm of the spirit, I guess. That is, if we are to go on in the days ahead and make true brotherhood a reality, it is necessary for us to realize more than ever before that the destinies of the Negro and the white man are tied together. Now, there are still a lot of people who don't realize this. The races still don't realize this. But it is a fact now that Negroes and whites are tied together. And we need each other. The Negro needs the white man to save him from his fear. The white man needs the Negro to save him from his guilt. We are tied together in so many ways, our language, our music, our cultural patterns, our material prosperity, and even our food are an amalgam of black and white. So there can be no separate black path to power and fulfillment that does not intersect white roots. There can be no separate white path to power and fulfillment short of social disaster that does not recognize the need of sharing that power with black aspirations for freedom and justice. We must come to see now that integration is not merely a romantic or aesthetic something where you merely add color to a still predominantly white power structure. Integration must be seen also on political terms where there is shared power and where black men and white men share power together to build a new and a great nation. In a real sense, we're all caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. John Donne placed it years ago in graphic terms, no man is an island in tide itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. And he goes on toward the end to say, any man's death diminishes me because I'm involved in mankind. Therefore, never sin to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. And so we all in the same situation. The salvation of the Negro will mean the salvation of the white man, and the destruction of the life and of the ongoing progress of the Negro will be the destruction of the ongoing progress of the nation. Now let me say finally that we have difficult days ahead, but I haven't despaired. Somehow I maintain hope in spite of hope, and I've talked about the difficulties and how hard the problems will be as we tackle them. But I want to close by saying this afternoon that I still have faith in the future, and I still believe that these problems can be solved. And so I will not join anyone who will say that we still can't develop a coalition of conscience. I realize and understand the discontent and the agony and the disappointment and even the bitterness of those who feel that whites in America cannot be trusted. And I would be the first to say that there are all too many who are still guided by the racist ethos. But I am still convinced there are still many white persons of goodwill, and I'm happy to say that I see them every day in the student generation, who cherish democratic principles and justice above principle, and who will stick with the cause of justice and the cause of civil rights and the cause of peace throughout the days ahead. And so I refuse to despair. I think we are going to achieve our freedom, because however much America strays away from the ideals of justice, the goal of America is freedom. Abused and scorned though we may be, our destiny is tied up in the destiny of America. Before the Pilgrim Fathers landed at Plymouth, we were here. Before Jefferson etched across the pages of history the majestic words of the Declaration of Independence, we were here. Before the beautiful words of the Star-Spangled Banner were written, we were here. And for more than two centuries, our forebears labored here without wages. They made cotton king. They built the homes of their masters in the midst of the most humiliating and oppressive conditions. And yet out of a bottomless vitality, they continued to grow and develop. And I say that if the inexpressible cruelties of slavery couldn't stop us, the opposition that we now face, including the so-called white backlash, will surely fail. We're going to win our freedom because both the sacred of our nation and the eternal will of the Almighty God are embodied in our echoing demand. And so I can still sing, we shall overcome. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crest to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. With faith, we will be able to hew out of the mounting of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to speed up the day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and live together as brothers and sisters all over this great nation. That will be a great day, that will be a great tomorrow. In the word, sure to speak symbolically, that will be the day when the morning stars will sing together and the sons of God will shout for joy. Thank you.
I don't care how many times I hear that. And understand who this man was and the impact that this man had on not just black people, but the world in general. And yet there are people who have never heard this, and I know they have not, as I pledge to play even more of who this man was. But over and above who he was, what he had to say, Connor, you heard it for the first time. What he had to say, was it the truth?
Well, I mean, it's not a matter of whether it's, you know, I mean, it's true. Like it's not a matter of truth. It's a matter of effectiveness. And it's a matter of,
from that perspective, and if you didn't know that he was talking about in 1967,
exactly,
you could talk about today, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, because it's really easy to go look up statistics and figure out what the problems are, right? But weaving all the problems together and inspiring people by doing such a thing and creating a worldview that I think that's the most important thing versus just, you know, highlighting an issue. And I think we don't have a lot of that. I think a lot of politicians or public speakers or public figures tend to talk based on talking points and catchphrases. And you know, it's certainly there is some discussion, but simultaneously, like this amount of great oration, like this amount of knowledge. I mean, it's not something you're going to find in the mainstream political debate, and in the respect toward opposite sides, it isn't vitriolic, it isn't antagonistic. It's just what it is.
You know,
mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 41. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 28. Highs level off around 40. Tomorrow, overcast skies. About an inch of snow Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
So welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, you know, I'm not going to play these excerpts to make anybody feel bad. Okay, that's not my design. But it's certainly my design to get people to face the reality of what's taken place, what has taken place in this nation, and the impact and the damage that it's done, certainly to people. I think it's important that many times you heard Dr. King mention, Connor, about the poor. He didn't say just black people. He talked about the fact of all the people who are poor in this society and the fact that we have resources in it that will make it possible that nobody has to be poor, right? The fact that we can spend the resources of the nation on wars all over the world and not be willing to spend resources on the American people. Who can argue with that, Connor? I mean, come on. That's as relevant today as it was then. And we continue on this trek to spend almost $900 billion a year on the military. All these decades later, we haven't learned anything. And yet we have not found the will necessary to make lives better for people in this country. And again, I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about poor people. We've got to do that. We have to do it. And if you got people who still, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, right? Look at me. I was able to do it. It's just not how it works. It's not the system we live in. Well, you know, you may not like America. It's not that I don't like America. I love America. There's nowhere I'd rather live. But that doesn't mean that America is just. You know, that doesn't mean that the people of the nation are just. Some, but clearly not all. And so we got to be willing to face those hard truths and hard facts. And so, you know, every time I hear the Dr. King speak, kind of, it takes me back to my childhood. And the belief that we were going to overcome things in this country. You know, I don't believe that anymore. The older I get, the more I guess I'm going to be like my father, who died at 93 a couple of years ago. I used to wonder why my father, who was a military vet, used to be angry about the systems in this country. And I used to not understand why. Yeah, I mean, well, I do know. I mean, Connor, I didn't, at 18 years old, I wasn't halfway around the world fighting at 19 years old in a war that I knew nothing about, fighting people that I didn't know. And then when I got home, I wasn't allowed to live wherever I wanted to live. Imagine that. I've got a rifle in my hand. I'm halfway around the world fighting supposedly for democracy. And then when I get back, I can't get on the bus or sit in certain places, or I couldn't live in certain places, or I wasn't allowed the same opportunities as people who didn't fight for the country. I mean, come on. But that's the truth, and nobody can refute that truth and that history. And so that's where we've got to face it and then work to turn that around. Because, Connor, one day it's going to be Connor. I'm going to long since been gone from the scene. And there'll be Connor sitting before the microphone saying, you know, there was this old guy who was the host when I was a young man. And he was talking about what happened in the country and the fact that things hadn't changed. And he's long gone, but I'm going to always remember what he said. Because it may not change in your lifetime. And then the question becomes, why? 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 So listen, we got to go. I'll be back on tomorrow. We'll be joined by Governor Tony Evers at 9:15. And so I'm really excited about tomorrow's show. I'm really excited about this opportunity that I have to come before you, the listening audience. Never personal, but it's always going to be factual. Got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Connor. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.